Well, this is day three in a seven-day series titled Christ, the Most Excellent Standard. And we're going through a little booklet by that name, and it was a message preached by Brother Denny Keniston back in 2003, and then it was transcribed into a booklet in 2006. The text from the Bible is out of Philippians chapter 3, and yesterday we read about a most excellent knowledge out of verse 8. Says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And today we're going to the next verse, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Well, this what we're going to read about here today from the little booklet, Christ the Most Excellent Standard, is a most excellent union, where he says, and be found in him, in verse 9 there, that this union with Christ, being found in him, and then talking about a most excellent righteousness. So here's the Brother Denny in this booklet here. It says, Paul again says, I count all things but loss for the most excellent union of being found in him. This was the motivation of Paul's life. He sought a union with Christ. It may puzzle you to see these words. Many times people who hold strongly to the doctrine of eternal security will read a verse like this and not be sure what it means. I can remember years ago reading verses like that and thinking, what does that mean? You want to be found in him? Paul, you are in him. What do you mean? You know theologically you are in him, Paul. So why are you saying you want to be found in him? But I came to the place where I understood that not only does God require of me that I be positionally in Christ, but that I be vitally in Christ. A most excellent union. John chapter 15 clearly explains that Jesus, speaking to his disciples, gave them the insights that they were going to need when he went back to the Father. What does he say to them? I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me, be in union with me, in other words, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except you abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. That's the way Jesus said it. This is the way Paul says it. I count everything else but loss for the most excellent union of being found in him. Every one of us is responsible to be found in him. Our days are numbered. We don't know the number of our days. We may have one more day. We may have 10 more days. We may have 20 more years. But the point is, when that day comes, or when the Lord comes, we must be found in him. We must be found in him in a most excellent union. That's the responsibility of every one of us. We need to get our focus back where it should be. And I realize I lost my way. Materialism has clouded me, and I can't see Christ like I should. Okay, well then, I guess I would just ask the question, are you in Christ? Are you abiding in the vine? Are you, is that your focus, where Christ is, there's an excellent union of being found in Christ, or have you lost your way, like he says here? We need to get our focus back to where it should be, and realize that I lost my way, if that's the case. Maybe materialism, he gives an example here. Materialism has clouded me, and I can't see Christ like I should. Maybe it's other things that have crept in, slowly crept into our lives and just clouded a relationship with Jesus Christ or a union with Christ, and we're not found in Him anymore. Sure, He's not completely out of our lives or anything like that, but we're not. It's not like what it used to be or like it should be. So he goes on and talks about a most excellent righteousness, which is from that same verse that we'd be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. I want you to notice also that he's counting all those things but dung for the most excellent righteousness. He's not going to be satisfied anymore with the righteousness which is by the law. He has found a righteousness which far surpasses that which is by the law, or that of keeping rules and regulations. He's found a righteousness which flows out of a relationship, an excellent union with Christ. He says, I want to be found in that most excellent union with a most excellent righteousness which cannot be touched by the laws and rules and regulations. What is the difference? It is a righteousness which flows out of that union with Christ. I am the vine, ye are the branches. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. What is the fruit? Righteousness. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, no more can ye bear fruit of yourself, except you abide in me, Jesus said. Now this is a most excellent righteousness, which flows out of a union with God. We must have that kind of righteousness. But it goes deeper than that. Think about those verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 where Paul tells us the positive side of a sanctified life. He says, you can come to God with an open face, beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord and be changed into the same image. That's an excellent righteousness. You can be changed into the very image of Jesus. Paul looked at that and then he looked at those rules and regulations that he used to keep and said, I am not interested in them anymore. I want to have a most excellent righteousness where the very God of heaven stamps his own image deep in my heart. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart, the song says. That is a most excellent righteousness, and that is something you can spend your whole life pursuing. Well, I'm going to stop there for today's reading, and we've heard about Christ, the most excellent standard. He is the standard. It's not a bunch of rules or regulations or laws, but Christ, the most excellent standard. Paul traded a union with his religious order of Jews. He had a good relationship with them. He was a zealous Jew and who was persecuting the Christians and who was keeping the laws and keeping all these rules and all that. And Jesus Christ met him on the road to Damascus, and he traded a union with his religious order and all those laws and all those things with a union or for a union with the Savior of the world, for a union with Christ Jesus, for a union for a being found in Jesus Christ. And he traded his own righteousness, that which he was zealous, and he believed that he was doing God's service by doing what he was doing. And he traded his own righteousness for the righteousness given to him by God through the blood of Jesus Christ, the one that he had union with. So what a trade. It's like trading matchbox cars for a brand new car or something, or it's like trading a toy horse for a brand new horse, you know. And or, I mean, that doesn't even compare, but it's just like you have something that's not worth anything, and you trade it for something that's worth everything. And That's what Paul traded, and that's what we can also if we see Jesus. If we can be drawn closer to Christ this week by looking at Christ, the most excellent standard, that would be a huge blessing to all of us. So God bless you today. Thank you for calling in. And Lord willing, we'll share again tomorrow out of this little booklet, Christ, the Most Excellent Standard.